This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Busy, busy Tuesday ahead. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. John, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good. You love an early baseball game. How was yesterday for you?
Oh, man. I tell you what, 3:10, 3:30, 3:40, you get a game to start anytime in that 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour. That is ideal. And I know there's – well, it's got – to me, I've – because the universe all revolves around my ideas. Yeah. If you're driving home after work, you get a chance to listen to Dan on the radio. I think it's just perfect. It's a way to calm down after the day. You get a chance to hear about the Tigers. And Dan just does such a great job on the radio. If you're at home, or when you get home, now it's a chance to turn the game on the TV, and you're in the kitchen getting things ready for dinner. Kids are getting home. You're working the grill. Baseball's on. And it just, to me, is the ideal time for a baseball game.
I like it too. It was great.
Settled especially in. When they play the way they did yesterday.
I was going to say, even more fun when they keep winning. 4 in a row for the Tigers, 6 of 7 for the Tigers. Casey Mize, a headline from yesterday's game, another 6 strikeout performance. How far are you willing to go if he and Spencer Torkelson are legit? We'll get to that at 6:35 today. Plus some audio from Scott Harris. He talks about Torkelson, and he is buying into what we're seeing. We'll play that for you. Pistons lost last night. They blew an 18-point lead in the second half. John, concern level, they've lost 4 of 5. Tobias Harris, this Achilles injury, I think they miss him.
Well, they certainly miss him, but I'm not that concerned right now. But I won't know that I should have been concerned until it's too late.
Right.
And so going into the playoffs, you want to be playing at a certain rhythm. And wins and losses don't always tell the entire story, but as fans, that's what we look at. And we look at, okay, they had an 18-point lead, lost it in the fourth quarter, ended up losing the game, really lost it in the second. They lost it in the third quarter more than anything. Mm-hmm. They got outscored 35-22 in the third quarter. But you want to have the confidence going into the postseason that you can close out a game, which they've done throughout the year. All right, so we know they can do it, but there's a certain rhythm, there's a certain confidence that you want to go into the postseason with, and still time to get there with this group. Cade's only back 2 games.
And still not fully up to his minutes.
So this is where, and we talked to JB yesterday, this is where it's really up to him. How do you ramp up Cade? What are you doing with Duren? When do you get to Tobias Harris back? How do you go to the postseason with the most momentum, as healthy as possible, as much confidence as possible, and ready to take on whether it's the Knicks or the Pacers at optimum levels?
Look, and if you prefer the Knicks, this is going perfectly because they're set to play the Knicks right now. If Cade can get his feet under him, his legs under him, you got three more games to get him there. Great. If Tobias Harris comes back and he plays, I think that's important. If they play defense like they're capable of, they will win that series against the Knicks. But I said if. Tobias Harris is not the best player on this team, John, but he's really important because they don't have another power forward.
Right.
Remember how much time we spent talking about how they had all guards and centers and no forwards? Tobias Harris has shot well. He gives them some size. When he doesn't play, they have to go small or they have to have no shooting on the floor. And neither one is conducive to winning playoff basketball. If Tobias plays and just gives them some stability in the front court, a little bit of spacing, and allows them to have enough size to allow the defense to settle in, this team is in position to win a playoff series. But if he does not come back or is not 100% and they don't lock in on defense, they will lose quickly in the first round no matter who they play. I mean, so I have some concern losing 4 or 5. I'd like to see a little momentum here. I'd like to see a couple good injury reports and away we go.
Yeah. And the question is how much of it is resting guys, not overloading them at this time of year because they've already played, 79 games. They've got three left. And you want to, again, you want to be at optimal operation when you get to the playoffs.
Right.
What does that mean with the final 10 games, the final 5 games, now the final 3 games of the regular season? And that's why this is what JB is
juggling.
And it's what we talked about him being the coach of the year, finishing it out. I don't know that it matters in terms of voters. I think a lot of them have already made their mind up who they're voting for. Is it going to be the coach in Cleveland? Is it going to be JB? I mean, who's that coach going to be? It should be JB. But I think how they finish will also, determine whether or not he should be coach of the year or not.
Yeah, to the point of you've made up your mind. Either you're impressed beyond belief with what the Pistons have done and you're going to hand JB the hardware, or you just think it's about the team with the best record, in which case the Pistons can't get the best record the next 3 games. Their record with Tobias Harris, when he plays, they're 39-31. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When he doesn't play, they're 4-5. Not a huge sample, but we're talking almost 10 games without the guy, and it's a losing record. Without him, I don't know that they win the first round of the playoffs. With him, it allows everything else to slot in. It allows everybody else to shine. Something to monitor.
Yeah. It's something to monitor, something to keep an eye on. And as a fan, everybody has a different level of risk. Going into the postseason, if you're just confident in this team and Cade, your level of anxiety is probably not very high.
You could say, hey, we got the best player in the series. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I think Cade would be the best player in a Pacers series, and I think he's better than anybody on the Knicks. So the idea would be we've got the best player in the series. That doesn't mean you're winning the series, but it gives you a leg up. It gives you a crunch time, guy who can finish, create, all of that stuff. So if you're just confident that they can flip the switch on defense and surround Cade with shooting and let him do his thing, sure.
Can they be a team that just flips the switch?
Because
that's my point. They don't have playoff experience. They don't know what that's like, and they don't, because they're a young team, if that switch is flipped off, how long does it take to flip it back on? I don't believe that they're at the point where they can just turn it on and turn it off at will.
If you ask me right now, are they winning a playoff series? I think I'd lean no. I think I'd lean no today.
Okay.
There's still a few days, still got to see the matchup, but I think I'd lean no. Where are you at? Optimist?
Well, my heart is always optimism. I mean, optimism is what I do, but I kind of would lean no. My head would say no.
Okay. Texture says, I've never seen a team so consistently bad in the third quarter. Need to clean this up before the playoffs. It's been a problem all year. JT and Warren.
Well, I'm not going to go back and evaluate all third quarters. It's it was bad yesterday. So recency bias says, yeah.
I mean, what about the Lions in 23?
Yeah, I mean, that was a topic that we would do almost all year long coming out of halftime. They would turn the ball over and they would allow a touchdown for the other team. And it's ultimately what got them in the NFC Championship game. That 17-point lead, bad third quarter. So Do with that what you will.
For what it's worth, the Pistons are league average in the third quarter. Give up as much as they score.
Oh, so they're...
So nothing statistically significant about the third quarter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It might feel that way when games like last night happen.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's recency bias.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. That was the NBA action last night, the college hoops action, John. It was close. Doesn't mean it's always a good game.
I'm curious as to how many people watch that entire game. Okay, Greg, you raise your hand. I have no doubt that you would watch. You're a huge college basketball fan. You follow the numbers all year long. There is nobody more educated on college basketball throughout the course of a season than Greg Hargrave. But my interest level last night, I turned it on, saw the first couple of minutes, and I'm just like, I don't really care. I do not care about this game at all. I watched, because we were going to have to talk about it this morning, that was work watching sports last night for that game. I had zero level of care.
Houston was so good defensively to start that game, but I'm not sure that the average person wants to tune in and see both teams start 0 for whatever from three. But Houston was smothering Clayton. Guy couldn't get off a clean look, couldn't get anything. It was a rugged, low-scoring, close basketball game, but I don't know that it was a great watch for the casual basketball fan. Greg, can you concede that you're not a casual basketball fan?
I would concede that, for sure, yes. Here's what I would push back on that, but maybe there's an inner point in this. We love the Pistons this year because they're scrappy, they're claw, they're physical, they're tough, and Detroit.
It's one of our teams.
When we watch it for our team, we love it. We watch other teams do it, we don't like it. So
it's fair to point out the hypocrisy, yeah.
But I'll also admit you might not like it if it's another team. You didn't enjoy that, and that's
right
for you guys. I did enjoy it from a scrappy, competitive standpoint. I did enjoy that. And rebounds were battles.
Oh, yeah.
You had to shank Houston to get a rebound.
All of that's true. And as I'm watching it, my level of care for either program is why I just didn't care. I don't care about Florida, and I certainly don't care about Houston.
You got a close game. You got a comeback win. You had a final possession. Some thoughts on the national title game. 248-539-9797. Here's a stat for you, by the way. Florida Gators national champs. First champ in the last 20 years to finish their NCAA tournament 3-0 when trailing by 8 or more points at any time in the game. They did it in their final three games. They came back down 10 against Texas Tech. They came back down 9 against Auburn. And they trailed by as many as 12 against Houston. Greg, you're looking like I said something wrong.
No. Okay. I'm curious. You said what's the time frame?
Last 20 years to have three games that they win by when they're trailing by 8 or more. And they also did it in their last three which speaks to like, okay, now or never, either you're going to win the championship, either you've got that mentality to come back or not. Florida Gators, their coach Golden had never won a tournament game until this tournament, and he took this team all the way.
I was just wondering if saying 20 years, meaning that the last time it happened was 21 years ago, and wondering who that is.
Yeah.
The first team to come to mind, by the way, is the Comeback Cats in 98, the Kentucky team.
Sure.
Did the same thing, essentially.
Yeah. 248-539-9797.